In the high deserts of Arizona and the southwest United States, it's already hunting season, not for deer, elk, or antelope, but for what they leave behind. It's shed hunting. People are looking for antlers that deer and elk have shed during the winter. For some, it's a hobby. For others, a business. Stina Sieg from Here and Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
When you go shed hunting, bring sturdy shoes, water, and all the stamina you can muster.
Let me know when you get tired, girl.
Especially if you go with these guys. Olin Beecher is hunting for horn with his buddy, Bennett Wakiuta, on a rocky remote corner of the Hualapai Reservation in northern Arizona.
See that little white thing sticking up between the bushes? What's that, Bennett, right there? That's a stick? All right. Sometimes the sticks will get you.
Because it can be frustratingly hard to distinguish a sun-bleached stick from an aging white antler. These antlers can be as tall as 4 feet, but have this way of blending into the monochromatic high desert. So shed hunting takes a lot of peripheral vision and patience. But these guys, with their trekking poles and big backpacks, are just happy to be out here. For Wakiuta,
it's a manly thing to do while making money and learning your land.
For Beecher, it's a chance to forget about his phone and watch.
Things you live by in society, leave them at home. Try to.
If they're lucky, by the end of the day, they'll have an antler or two, or a pile of them. Josh Epperson is sorting antlers outside his home in Camp Verde, a few hours south. Epperson is an antler middleman. He buys from shed hunters and sells to clients around the world.
It's an enormous business. I mean, it eats up millions of dollars.
Epperson says it's been what he calls a kind of gold rush in recent years because of two antler-fueled industries, medicines in Asia and dog chew toys in America.
They both want it equally as bad, so it's driven the price way up, probably the highest it's ever been.
We're talking anywhere from $3 to $14 a pound, depending on the quality. The fresher, the browner, the better. The older, the whiter, the chalkier, the cheaper. Epperson's been doing this 20 years, but not for the money, he says. He just loves antlers. He can even tell when two sides have come from the same animal.
I can't remember what I did yesterday, you know, but I can remember an antler that I'd seen 10 years ago.
Back on the Hualapai Reservation, the hunt is going well. So well that Bennett Wakiuta can say this.
I'm going to try to find no more.
And when he puts on his backpack, now with more than 50 pounds of antlers strapped to it, it sounds like this.
Oh, man. Shoot. Okay.
Wakiuta looks grateful, if a little strained. For him, being out here isn't just about shed hunting. Wakiuta admits that only a few years ago, he was drinking too much, selling drugs, spending entire winters in jail.
You know, people hated me.
But little by little, being outdoors in the place where his ancestors lived helped change him. And shed hunting was part of it.
Healing of yourself is what happened for me out here.
As his buddy Olin Beecher says, you've got to respect this place.
No matter what it gives you. A lot of what this place will give you is hurt feet.
And sometimes it gives you the antler mother load. Today's count, 12 sheds, worth about $300. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.